I think it's a call list order, the Stevensville Airport Board on Tuesday the 9th, 2019. Roll call, let's see, Don Whitehair.
Here.
Dustin Woods.
Here.
Wayne Schwinn.
Here.
Ron McCann.
Here.
Dan Devins, here. Jerry Phillips.
Here.
Paul Baggy.
Here.
I think, is that, oh, thank you. Okay, everybody had an opportunity to read the minutes of the March 12th meeting. Anybody have any discussion, questions? Tyler, you're here too, right? Could I have a motion to approve the meetings of the 12th?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody have any correspondence?
I sent you another email. These are good.
That's Birch, okay?
Huh?
You got the email?
I said I sent you the copy from the FAA.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know why they don't take me off the list, but
any other things? Financial report. Everybody had an opportunity to look at what's going on with that. Any questions, comments, discussion?
Does it matter?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Engineers report.
I'd like to comment on that. Verification of we have a new member, Jerry.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Again, it's my comment.
Okay.
All right, this is kicking a dead horse, but you weren't around 7 years ago.
No.
At least on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And that comment comes from my total discussion of politics behind it. They seem to be indelibly tied together. Back then, when they annexed the airport property in, one of the sole reasons they did was to get the property taxes, which were going down to Hamilton. Are you aware of all that?
Yeah, a brief history.
Great, great.
Yeah,
and of course, that was, they sold it to the board, to the airport users, but the sole reason for doing that, the biggest reason, was to give funds to the airport, blah, 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 and that we would never have to worry about funds again. Consequently, that money came in and it just went into the general fund, and they immediately started assessing this. For work that they do in the office here, they started assessing the airport, an assessment fee, which has come to about $6,000 a year. Prior to that, we have assessed nothing. I complained bitterly about it, and of course, nothing was done. They didn't tell us they were going to do that, they said everything was going to be the same. I spoke with the old secretary who worked there. How many years did Nancy work there? Anybody? Any idea? 10 years, 15 years?
At least.
Okay. 15.
I asked her, I said, I'm just curious how much time the airport takes of your time to do the paperwork. And she said, 10%. She goes, oh, I said, give me an idea. It was about 1%. If you look on the airport, what they're charging us, it's an incredible amount of money based on our budget. It's approximately 12-13% of our budget. So with my disgust, that's why I say, what does it matter? And of course, what happens in administrations is that they say something, they leave, new administrations come in, you complain to them, or they say, well, my fault, but they don't want to change it. Nobody wants to do anything. So they can say whatever they want, whatever fibs they want, whatever, all right, things that don't matter they want, and they leave, and the new ones come in and say, we don't care. But we have to live with it. And then they complain all the time that we don't pay our way. Okay, that's it.
Now more history.
Yeah, I read the history that we came over today. Okay. I found it, you know, because I wasn't filled in, you know, Bob called me and
right.
Come in.
Well, that's how come I kind of sense it. And
yeah,
I have some other documentation, and I'll send you that when it goes back to
it.
Okay, yeah.
Really appreciate you showing up, Jerry.
Yeah, it helped me understand what's going on here. So,
okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Any other? Tyler?
So I called the FAA today again just to check in on if there was any word on the supplemental discretionary. And they didn't have an update for me. So I feel like I'm a broken record. We're still waiting on that. We still think that there's a good chance that some, if not all, of the projects will be 100% funded by the FAA. But there's a big but, because we don't know for sure if the helmet, the local FAA has prioritized this project as a high priority, just down from Hamilton, which is number one. And so we're still optimistic, but we've got to, you know, I'm obviously looking at some contingency plans if we don't get that funding. And we'll just have to, once the awards come out, we'll have to go from there. So if it's a matter of maybe shelving a couple schedules till next year, then we start really prioritizing what can we do this year. I'm hoping we don't have to go there. As far as the design, I've got a meeting with Diane next week to just go over our plan specs. We're wrapping up a little bit of tie-in grading with the taxiway, but we're, I'd say, at least 95% done with the plans, the specs and the design report and all that stuff. So I wish I had more to...
Well, yeah.
But it's frustrating for all of us, the FAA included. They're like, yeah, this is kind of starting to really put a wrench in our plans too, because we've got a lot of projects that we don't know. You know, we're getting into bidding season now, and this is when we want to bid these projects, but we can't really bid everything until we know what's going to be funded. So that's all I had. So if you have any questions.
And Jerry, for your information, we have there is some funding that has been put available for infrastructure across the United States. And okay, so I think I explained that one council meeting. Right, okay. So that's where that's at. Any questions, comments? Airport business, budget, funds, future projects and planning, nothing has really changed there. Has anybody got any questions or comments about any of those items? Okay, move to old business. Discussion regarding a reduction in insurance rates at station number 2 at the airport. And I spoke with Jeff Motley about that, and it has not gone through. So if you call up your insurance now, which I did, to try to get a reduction in the insurance, because the fire station is now 2.5 miles away from my home or at the airport, that's not recognized at this time until it goes through all of the proper channels with the
ISO.
Yeah.
Thank you. File with the ISO.
So Jeff was going to do that, and then we'll see what happens.
No. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Any idea how long that would take?
Two to three years is what Jeff
said. Yeah, it's minimum 6 months or years. What usually the
from now?
That's yeah. Well, that's when the whole process, because then each company gets notified and they have to revise the rates if they want to and so forth. So as Craig says, the whole process can be 2 to 3 years. And then part of that too, Dwayne, is that some companies don't file changes every year.
Yeah. So. Okay. I haven't got too long, so I was just curious, you know.
We're all at that stage, Dwayne. Thank you. A discussion regarding the ALP non-aeronautical use area. I dropped the ball on that, and I have not contacted Diane, and I haven't got with Tyler on it. He's been busy doing other things, and it is now springtime, and I just didn't get to it. So if we can put that till next meeting, and I will do something for them. New business, and we have two things regarding a land lease for Lot 5, Block 5, which is Buzz Hale. He's purchasing that hangar. I believe everybody got a copy of all the information in the email. Anybody have any questions, comments about it? Looks like Denise has everything in order. I thought it was good. Could we have a motion to approve that transfer?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
There's regarding a new lot lease on lot 15, block 1, by Robert Stevens and Russell Stevens. I think you're both here. I think we have received your plans and all of the different things that go along with it. I think everybody here has, I emailed all of that information to them. You got them in just a couple days ago, but I sent it to you guys real quick. Yes, sir?
Actually, this is not, my son is Russell. He lives in Salem right
now. But oh, I see.
He's on the app.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one question.
Yes.
On the water, it goes back to water sewer again.
Okay.
Are you putting in water with your well? Or
not mine, no.
Okay. Because otherwise, I want to make sure we get their information into whoever's working on it.
Right. And you do, I like contacted there, read about the sewer, that wouldn't perk over there.
Right.
You know that.
You're saying we have to go across the runway. Is there room over there, though?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is.
I don't plan on putting that in either, but like you said, they resurfaced the air runway. You probably should put access there somehow.
Yeah, we should probably do that. And if you wanted natural gas, we should probably do that. It would be at the back of Paul's hangar now,
right.
And we just cut the taxiway is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
We've done that on a couple other occasions there.
Mainly, I would be looking for electrical.
Well, it's on your side there.
Yeah,
I think you know where that's at.
Yeah.
Okay, and if there's, and for the clearance of the runway, you probably need to speak with Tyler about that, on how high the building can be. I think you've already got one anyway, but I'm sure you guys know. But Tyler is our contact on all of the specific things. And the last hangars that we have put up, he's been the go-to guy on what to do. They've done the survey and everything there, so he can answer any questions that you would have regarding the entrance.
Yeah, definitely have a question on that. If it's too near the runway,
if that does become an issue, we could go to lot 14. I suppose that's the same size as what you're talking about, a 75 by 56, is that right?
Size of the
right here.
Yeah.
Are there corners in there?
No, you'll have to speak with Tyler. I know there is a survey stake over there, but I do not know if that is actually the corner. Pardon me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be digging until you get with Tyler and find out.
Yeah.
You'll have to do a little surveying. We have all of the hangars right now are, if you sight down them, you know, they're all within the width of paint except for one. All the rest of them are pretty much in line, and we would like to maintain that. And I did see that you had it blue and white, so that's perfect. We didn't want to be like Hamilton.
We built Mark Ross's, so people that's getting the building from did that too, so they apparently know.
Yeah, yeah.
You said it's 19 feet?
No.
Something like that?
18.
Oh, okay. But I mean, because you're outside the building restriction line, and that's set for a structure that's 30 feet. So, you'll be one well underneath that.
I saw that line one, and I figured it was good.
Yeah. I have one other thing.
Yes?
Just because I received a call today, and I think it was regarding your guys' hangar from Gary Burnett, Barnett. And it might have been somebody else. It wasn't with Barnett, so I'm wondering if it was from somebody else looking to build a hangar. But he was asking me what snow load, wind loads to use. Was that somebody else?
Paul, do you know something about this?
There's another gentleman named Jim Wright out of Caldwell, Idaho.
Oh, okay. He's got an RV8.
He talked to me a little bit.
He's called, if he's called me once, he's called me 10 times a week. And he wants to build a hangar on the same place, just down a little bit from Red's hangar. I was going to tell Red that he did ask about gas. I wasn't sure where you were, now I know. But he would be very amenable to splitting the cost to get it over there to your site.
Oh, good.
They're working with you in some manner, shape, or form.
Yeah.
He also asked about snow load, and I said, I cannot help you about the loads and what we have up there and winds and stuff like that. You have to get a hold of an engineer. I imagine that's why they called you. But there is another gentleman that is, from what I gather from him, he has dead said he's coming up here. He's going to call me today or tomorrow. We're going to find a house up here. When we find a house, we're going to move in, and he's going to build a hangar.
Cool.
So,
go ahead, Tyler.
So I didn't really have an answer for him. I mean, I could I can check with our structural engineers, but I guess typically the first step would probably be to contact like the planning departments, the town.
Town, Steve.
The town or the county should have some standard, whether it's 50 PSF or 100 PSF or something for snow, probably not 100, but...
48.
So just to verify that, but I was like, well, you know, if we were doing a structural design, we could look into it, but we don't really want to throw out a number.
Right, if you're not doing this, right.
But I told them that, you know, the board meeting was tonight, so I'd bring it up during the board meeting, and then, you know, I'd call them back the next day, tomorrow, just to let them know.
Well, I'd refer him to the building inspector.
Refer him to the building.
Does that make sense, Paul?
Town of Stevensville.
Town of Stevensville.
Sorry, the building inspector here.
Jerry,
it's online. I found it online.
New person? Okay. Yeah, you just go online.
It used to be Dennis.
Dennis Monroe,
yeah.
I think, is still, you know, active. He's training the new person, so maybe get a hold of Dennis.
Okay. That's about what Mark
did. Yeah, I'll refer.
Okay. And your guys was all engineered. It's an engineered structure. I figured it covers everything. Yeah. So, could I have a motion to approve the Stevens Hangar?
I'll make a motion to approve the lease and construction of a hangar on lot 15, block 1 for the Stevens.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Received a call from Greg Nardi, and he built a hangar last year, and he's concerned that when they put the sewer in, they left a bunch of rocks and all that kind of stuff there. And what he wants to do is to, outside of the 15 feet around the hangar, he wants to clear the rocks, bring in topsoil, build a lawn, and put in sprinklers. He said he'll mow it. It's a little more area than what is in his lease. And I just wanted to see if anybody had any problems or concerns with him doing that. It's going to improve the airport, so it's all of his nickel.
When you say it's more than his footprint?
Right. It goes over to the road that we're using to go to the SRE with the snowplow. Well, he would come over into that area. So instead of being 15 feet around the building, it's like 100 feet on one side.
Any idea what might be going in back in there, behind or that area, if in the future, is that? Yeah,
well, we could look at the ALP right there. I don't believe there is anything, is there, Tyler?
Probably not now, but I guess the concern would be to, what would be?
Oh, look at the hand guy, boy.
There it is.
He's got that.
Right here. I don't know if the people can look at it.
So we're talking.
So, what he's going right there. So that's.
He's got this.
Going there.
Building right here.
So there really won't be
any. The SRA building comes over here.
The parking lot.
Kunze. Over here like this.
Yeah. It'll be a while.
This is the shallow area.
But that, would they have to relocate that? Road.
He's talking about this area right
here. Yeah, so that'll have to be picked up and gone.
So would he do that then?
Pardon?
Would he do that?
So it probably
no, for what he's doing, no.
But when there may not be any problem.
Yeah, he's just going. Yeah. He is back here
something
between
going
March,
in there, so
back here.
So he's not going to touch the road?
No.
The building's okay.
There is nothing that is on the ALP that Tyler has.
Do we need to say anything?
There is room in. Would there be room for one more? These are hangers, right?
Right.
A hanger right in that, right there.
No, there is no hanger in there.
I mean, you could put one in there.
This is already
that's all on the deal.
I don't think there's room.
And this is where we drive across. We come like this and go through here like this. This is how we act.
So you're driving right through there.
Yeah, we should.
Coming right
there. That is a hangar right there.
Yeah.
That's there now, right?
That's right. Yes.
No, these are spots for hangars.
Oh,
in the future. No.
Oh.
So this is not a hangar. This is designated.
None of these.
You gotta like.
No.
That is designation. That's not ALP.
That's probably CMD.
Well, I don't know.
And this is, he's got it right here also.
Yeah, we can
see it. A little bit better. with this right here, you can see they drive right here. This is Kitsania right here. And of course, we come from the SRE building and cut across. This is just all open ground right now. And we cut across this way so we can make the taxiways and make it easier. So he's talking about, this is all low ground right here.
Yes.
It slopes down off the table like this. He's talking about bringing in topsoil and just making it slope up on the ground right here. He would not have ownership of it.
I don't think I can't see any problem as long as he understands that something might have happened to part of his lawn later on, and if his
yes.
sprinklers were yes. in the wrong place, they'd just get tore up. And
yeah.
So is there some legalese that that he would know that?
I'll just tell him.
Yeah.
The town owns the airport. He can do what he wants. If we have to rip it up, you have to live with it.
Yeah.
No offense of us.
Yeah, that's about the way it is.
He probably ought to have that in writing so that he knows later on if something happened.
We'll email him. Any other questions or concerns about Nardi putting in a lawn? I don't think that we need a motion, just that we just, it's informational here on what to do. And he also had suggested, he's got a couple of King Airs, and he's interested in installing a Jet A fueling station. Now, I called to Narstar Kyman specimen there, and I received no return call, and I also called Leland at Choice, and I received no call from him. And this is not really an FAA thing, it's just another lease deal. And I wanted you guys to know what we're kind of looking at here, and what I wanted to do is get with Tyler and work with Nardi and lay it out and then bring it back for board approval. It does have to go to the FAA. I called Diane and talked with her about that. So they would like to see where it's at.
Weren't we talking about a separate island for that?
Yes.
And further to the north.
Right. Yeah. And on the ALP,
between the ramps, actually.
Yeah, it would be about where the old windsock is at, so that you would have the commercial units separate from, well, the
Jet A.
The Jet A separate from. Yeah, it's the same thing as what we had. It's all the same stuff as what we had discussed before, but these new units do not require a bunch of piping. They don't require a bunch of power. They're a self-standing spill containment unit, and he has seen 3 to 6 of those in other airports that he flies around a lot. So he's seen some of these newer units, and he's getting bids on them. The cost of it is around $200,000, bottom line, depending if he has to go with the three-phase, which I talked to both of you about and relayed the information that you had about the three-phase to him. So I guess this is just informational. We put it off to another meeting and see what becomes of it, but I wanted Tyler to be here and hear all of these different things, what we're talking about, so I was going to put him in contact with you.
Sure.
And then when we get that information, that would be something that we could pass on to Diane. But I did call her already to ask her if this is something we can do, and she said that they would like to look at it.
Perfect. Yeah, so
get on board. Right, sure. Right. And the way, what did you say, Don?
So you see the power to it. Oh, still, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What did you say?
I was just, if it's self-contained, you said,
It does need power. It does need, but see, power can come in from the other side, so it wouldn't affect any of the taxiways, because we talked about putting piping in and wiring in. We don't have to do that. We can come in from the other side. So it's basically the same targeted item that we had, but it's like 4 years ahead of where we were thinking of. Now, I did ask the Forest Service about the Sherpas coming in and landing, but they're 16,000 pounds empty. So they're not going to be working at Stevensville.
No.
12.5, I think, is our limit. And then they also have put up their own specifications that they have to have 5,000 feet in case they have to abort on takeoff, so they won't be using any of these short runways, I guess.
12.5 is technically the
law. Pardon me?
12.5 is technically the law, but it can handle more in reality.
So if you had an emergency fire season, they could, and if they wanted to come in, they could come in. So,
yeah.
And they are single point fueling, which Greg asked about that. The helicopters are single point fueling as well. And the Forest Service said they didn't want them fueling at another fuel station. They wanted the helicopters that are under their control to fuel themselves due to liability concerns, especially if they're hot fueling and that kind of stuff. So it's something to work on, but if we did have Jet A here, that would allow the support group, King Airs and other things for the Forest Service, to come in and fuel over the wing. Any other questions or comments?
It'll probably catch some of the Missoula traffic, I would guess.
It depends on what the price point is on the fuel, you know. I mean, if you could keep it a few cents under somebody else, they might come in here. And as soon as they start flying in out of this airstrip, they're going to see it's a better place than other locations. So we put that on the next agenda then? Is that okay?
Yep.
And Tyler, I'll get with you.
Yeah.
Airport manager's report, Paul?
Went to Fairmont Hot Spring. Over there, spent a day over there. For me, it was very enlightening. I was able to talk to several different people. The person that was impressed with most was Bob Henderson with AOPA. He is in charge of the AOPA in the Northwest region. Had an hour slideshow. Very interesting. Unfortunately, I started taking notes in the first 5 minutes, and I raised my hand because he was going so fast, and I said, "Do you have this that you can send an email?" And he said, "Absolutely." And of course, afterward, I gave him my email. And after 4 or 5 days, he got back. I didn't get it. I called him up. "Yeah, I'll get it to you." Never got it. Called him again. "Well, I'm going on vacation." And I've called him twice and no answer yet. So much for AOPA and all the things they're doing for pilots. But anyway, he was very interesting. There was a comment. There was one of the things we talked here about through the fence for other businesses besides aviation. I'd like to touch on that. We talked about that for a minute after the class, and he said that it is the camel's nose in the door was his feeling and his take on it. He says those airports that are strictly aviation are the smoothest, most nicest looking airports, the best airports. They have no controversy. The airports that are the trashiest looking airports are those airports that have other businesses through the fence, manufacturing businesses. Who's been to Lewiston and Montana? Has anybody been there and gone through their airport? You drive through, Craig, you've been there?
I've been there. No, I haven't flown in there, but I've been through there.
Yeah. So when you turn into the airport, they have, like a lot of airports that were owned by the government and gifted to the local municipalities, there were a lot of ground there. The city thought, how can we put this to use? And because they had the freedom to do different things besides aviation, and they looked at just nothing but the dollar, they allowed things to go in there. And it's now turned into a very unsightly place to go in. It's not... You go in, you have to drive around a little bit. It's not like coming to our airport. I have had probably 6 calls, if not 7 or 8, that I have referred to Dustin and to Rich Perry of Task Property. You've been getting calls.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who have been calling up. They're just coming out of the woodwork. People are moving from the big cities. They want to come to Montana. And these people have money, and they are bringing their money, and they're buying houses. They want to bring their airplanes. And I've had umpteen calls. I think you're all full. Taz is all full. These are the rental places up at the airport that have rentals. Right now, everything at the airport is stuffed full. We have one new hangar going up. I have another gentleman that I feel is at least 90% going to build, a Jim Wright. There's another one in the works that's more problematic. Not problematic, but he's not sure what he's going to do. But these people want to buy places and bring their airplanes up here. And they come to look at the Stevedale Airport, and they just love it. They just absolutely love it. And they like it for a lot of different reasons. And one of the reasons is it's airport and airport use only. One of the things that this Mr. That Bob talked about was he started off his discussion with the airports in the Northwest region, there are roughly 700 airports in the Northwest region. Of those airports, only about half of them are specified, certified by FAA standards, if you will. And Stevensville is one of them, which is really a nice feather in our cap if you think about it. Spoke at quite some length about, and I noticed we have in ours that maybe a little bit stronger worries that once someone takes over lease, he strongly recommended the municipality have wording in there that as the laws and regulations change, that the lessee would be responsible to adhere to the new laws and regulations as put forth by the municipality and for the FAA government. Make sense? So we might be under one restriction now or one set of rules now, and if something comes up new, we'll all have to abide by the new ones, even if it's not in our signed contract. So I see we had that when I came back. Very interesting guy to talk to. I'm going to keep bothering him to get more information from him on that, but he spoke pretty much on, he didn't touch the notice, but he touched on airports, how to keep airports nice and clean. He talked about talking with the airport users, such as the pilots, how the managers can facilitate, make things easier, give them information so they're not blindsided with raising prices or raising infrastructure fees or new rules and regulations coming down for the municipality. We have not had too much of an issue, so it's been really, really nice. It's been one of the reasons why people like it here. Another great conversation that I had with a couple of gals, has anybody ever flown over St. Ignatius and Ronan and seen the great big yellow marks on the landings? And it says the town and the elevation. And they do this, and they will do it for free.
Who does this?
Couple of gals from, M&M something, gave me their card, all excited about it, said, yeah, we do this. I don't know where they're getting their funding, I don't know where they're getting their not-for-profit or whatever, but I have seen it at St. Ignatius, I've seen it at Ronan, I've seen it at Kalispell. These are all great big yellow letters, and it'll say Stevensville, and it'll have our elevation on it. And I talked to the mayor, and he said, great, and I'm going to give him the card when it gets warmer. He said, no hurry right now, but when it gets warmer, they will come and do it. It takes about 4 hours on a nice warm day. That was a great idea. Great, great idea. As far as the airport expansion goes, we've all known what's going on. I was surprised in the last 4 months how many calls I've gotten. We've already got one building going up, another building trading. I think this other guy's going to come in. Everybody's stuffed full. And I get calls at least monthly for people looking for places. We're doing fantastic.
We need like two more hangars, one more hangar, and then we're almost self-sufficient with the...
Are we?
Well, I think so. We're pretty close.
Great.
Is that right? Don't laugh.
What are we laughing about?
Until we get another fee.
Till we get another fee. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Don't worry about that.
But we're pretty close.
Come to my circle.
Yeah, come to your circle.
Great. Oh, one more thing. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because we're actually putting together the plan set for Ronan right now, and we're seal coating there, so we're actually going to have to cover that stuff up, so then they'll have to repaint it. And since we're working on design for the aprons, probably wait until after the aprons are done before you paint the stuff down, because then we'll...
Well, no,
just tearing that up
and
get this painted prior to redoing that. So just something to...
Should we do it after they're going to put it on the runway, so even wait until after.
On the runway?
Yeah, it's on the runway itself.
Really?
Now, maybe I'm wrong. They've got all kinds of pictures. Is it on the taxiways or on the apron?
It should be on the apron.
It's on the
apron. Yeah, I don't think you could put it on the runway. You might, but I've never seen it on the runway. I've always run it, at least for land, sure.
That reminds me of another great conversation. I totally forgot about I cornered Tyler. We sat down in the lunch after lunch, and we talked for, actually Tyler enlightened me for at least an hour. It was wonderful. They have been very proactive about looking forward in the future for water and sewer, even though it's something that's horribly expensive. But they have identified a spot, we talked about it. They're very on top of it, thinking way ahead on down the road. And one of the ideas they had with M&M is to identify a spot, correct, help me out here, specifically where to put a well that would be the most advantageous place to reach the greatest number of spots with the least amount of effort. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying that they're already on top of identifying it as the airport evolves in order to eventually down the road have a water system for the greatest number of users. And he's already had one of his people put together something on it, a page or two.
Yeah, we put together that memo, and I copied Craig, and the, you know, I sent the mayor a copy, Paul and Craig on it. And that, so when Paul and I spoke, that was before I had sent the memo, but we were pretty much done with it. And so just identifying some different options, and one of them is having a multi-use well that, you know, more of a community type system. Just to,
I didn't see that on the drawing, or did I miss it? Where the well would be?
No.
Yeah, it should be on. You know, we just kind of winged it in there.
Mm-hmm.
As a potential option, we'd have to look at it a little bit closer, but it should be on that exhibit
okay.
as part of that memo. But just to kind of give the town and the airport somewhere to start. We put on some different funding up, you know, opportunities potentially that could help out.
I didn't see any of that.
Oh, really?
No. Would you resend it to me,
yeah.
please? Yeah, no. I'll send it to everybody.
Paul, did you get that memo?
No, I told you that if you sent it to Craig, Craig's the one that's going to disseminate it out.
Oh,
then you sent it to the mayor, right?
I sent it to the mayor and you and Craig.
Craig, okay.
I'll send it again.
Yeah. Only one I got just showed where the existing stuff was at. Didn't show any proposed stuff.
Right. This was a different one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did not receive it.
That's probably why. I was curious if anybody had looked at it. That's probably why I see it.
Yeah. No, I'll send it to everybody.
Yeah, I'll send that again.
I may not have had time the last 5 weeks. It's been busy, kind of. The only report that I have is that we've got a fantastic airport. We want to keep on the same path, on the same road. We're doing wonderful. We have tons of people calling us, and everybody that walks into our airport that's a pilot that's been to a bigger city is just really, really like what we've done. Everybody here has done.
Well, it's been a long history. A lot of other folks besides the folks that are here, well, Don's been through.
Yeah.
Several of us have been through lots of it, so that's nice to hear. So. But that kind of addresses the non-aeronautical uses that I was talking about. That's what you're talking about, is that those are things that if you get into that can of worms, it kind of messes up the...
He felt very strongly that we would be wise not to do that.
Okay. One of the things I thought about was a gravel pit on the west end. Does that get into the same thing?
I would hesitate to put my opinion in that because I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Just real quick on the through the fence is where you got to pry it. Like Anaconda has a through the fence operation where somebody that's adjacent to the airport that has had access there and hasn't sold it. So they technically can use the airport, but they're not paying anything to use it. So that's one example of a through-the-fence operation. Now, non-aeronautical use, where it's maybe a little bit different because you're actually controlling that, you own that, and you're the FAA has signed off on it, and you're bringing in revenue from it. And so, I'm pretty sure I could be wrong, but I think through-the-fence is typically somebody who's just been grandfathered into that location, and the FAA can only do so much to control that. And so,
I think what Paul's talking about is another business there, carpentry or some other kind of thing. Is that what, am I got that correct?
A new people coming in?
Yeah. Coming in, be building buildings or something instead of aircraft based.
Correct.
Okay. Anything else, Paul?
No, thank you.
Jerry, thanks for coming.
Okay, thank you.
If you would take to the council the approval of those, I will email that as well to Mr. Stevens. Thank you very much. Dan, you got anything? Yes, sir. Don?
One thing I want to officially, for the record, recognize the guys, Craig, Dan, Paul, whoever was doing all the plowing this winter.
Yeah. Mostly
if you
Dan.
Were doing plowing, raise your hand.
Wow.
as a board, I would like to officially thank you guys and recognize you guys.
Thanks.
Put it in the minutes.
Thanks.
I have a motion. I don't hear a second.
It's just kind of the way that is. Any public comments? Thanks for coming, guys. Motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.